It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Amy Kimberly from the Carbondale Council on the Arts and Humanities is here today to talk about the 44th annual Mountain Fair. No?
46th.
46th. Okay, so 71.
Yeah.
I was thinking 73 for some reason. I must be thinking of some other civic celebration.
Well, the Arts Council did start at, a couple years after the Mountain Fair.
Right. Mountain Fair is actually older than
the Arts Council,
itself, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
But Mountain Fair is one of those things, you know, these civic celebrations just kind of take on a life of their own after a certain point.
It really does. Everyone says, oh, you must be so busy right now. But actually, it's incredible the team of people that come together and just make it happen year after year. So most of my hard work is over, I think. And now I'm just ready and waiting.
You must be a good planner then.
Well, maybe. Because, I've got some years behind me.
This is true. It's not your first rodeo for sure. But, I mean, there's so many things that go into a big event like this. I mean, so many I's that need to be dotted and T's that need to be crossed, sometimes weeks or even months ahead of when the actual event happens. Because in this day and age, there's a permit and an application fee for just about anything you want to do in terms of public events, right?
So true, so true. And I mean, the deadline for our vendors, we have, 135 arts and crafts vendors. That all gets chosen back in March. Same thing with the music. You got to book earlier and earlier to get good bands.
If you want a good band, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, that my real crunch time happens March, April.
Wow.
Yeah.
So while we're thinking about going skiing or snowboarding one last time,
yeah,
you're putting Mountain Fair for the following summer to bed for the most part.
Yeah, for sure. And now, you know, we have all these supervisors, over 350 volunteers come together to make this happen. And the beautiful part of it is the synchronicity that happens. Little details, you're right. All these little details pop up at the last minute. But I swear to God, in all the years I've been doing this, and I've been doing Mountain Fair since 2004, every time there's some little detail that I don't have an answer to, within hours, miraculously, out of nowhere, someone shows up with an answer.
Mountain Fair, as I said, has a long history in our area. Of course, everybody that's been here for a while probably has some kind of memory or recollection of Mountain Fair. I remember my parents always wanted to go when I was a kid. And I always wanted to spend time, you know, on the kids' stage, mm-hmm. watching the. They always had. I doubt it's the same people, but they always had a kid show with puppets and that kind of thing. And what are some of the competitions I remember? Like a wood chopping contest, maybe, which I know has continued into recent years. But there's just so interesting. It's such a big event. Everybody, I think, takes away from it a little bit different story and a little bit different experience.
I think that's the beauty of it. Look at you. You're no youngster anymore, and you have these memories. I mean, that's what we are on second, third, in some cases, close to fourth generation families that the fair has been a big part of their story and their memory. And a lot of those families are people that started some of these things, like the competitions. People just used to come and say, hey, let's do a pie baking competition. Let's do wood chopping. And those things still go on. Gilfin, he's still doing the fly casting competition, you know, and I never hear from him all year, but, you know, 10:30 Saturday morning, there it is, and it's all happening. Pie and cake baking, those two competitions are huge. And the people that get to be the judges for those, I mean, they are very protective of their judging status. It's hard.
This is like a Supreme Court nomination?
It is. Generally, you do have to die to get a place in the judging tent. And they have themes, and then they sell slices afterwards. And anyone can be part of those competitions, especially pie and cake. Just bring your delectable pie or cake by 10:45 on Saturday or Sunday, depending which competition, and you're part of it.
So 350 volunteers, and you still have some available spots.
We do. And though I will say it's incredible how many people have signed up already. We still need more. You get the great T-shirt, and I don't know if you've seen this year's design by Riley Hutchins.
Have not yet.
Oh, my. It's so awesome. It's the poster. You did see it. You just hung up the poster.
You know what? I didn't pay any attention. I feel so silly. I hung it in the window.
You got to go look at it. It's a beautiful drawing, and I think the T-shirts will fly out of the booth. But if you're a volunteer and you volunteer 4 hours, you automatically get one. It's a Friend Affair shirt. They're coveted. I have seen them all over lately. It's funny, leading up to the fair, wherever I go, could be Aspen, could be Rifle, could be Grand Junction, I see these Mountain Fair shirts. Everyone's pulling them out.
Describe the design for folks that have not seen it, and for me who saw it but didn't pay any attention to it.
Well, it's a beautiful design. Riley Hutchins, we didn't know her before, but she has a graphic design company in Basalt. And it's got everything that the fair is about. There's aerial silk and banjo and water. Water is our theme this year, so you feel the flow. It just kind of flows. It's very folk artish looking, kind of like a New Mexico folk art kind of design.
I don't see coloring. The connection with Mountain Fair.
Yeah, well,
I'm completely joking.
Exactly. It's our folk art.
There you go. Absolutely. So speaking of volunteers, again, if you volunteer for 4 hours, you get one of those T-shirts for free in exchange for your time. Mm-hmm. How can folks volunteer? On your website?
That's right. CarbondaleArts.com is the place for everything. You can volunteer there. You can see the full schedule of events there. And you can find out about other things going on with Carbondale Arts. So it's a great site. It should be on your bookmark list.
There you go. Or at least in your recently visited.
Yes, for sure.
Again, Mountain Fair this year, the 46th annual Carbondale Mountain Fair happens the 28th, 29th, and 30th in Cypress Park in Carbondale. Has it always been in Cypress Park, Amy? Do you know?
Always. Always been in Cypress Park. And sometimes we worry that it's going to outgrow the park. But we try to keep it contained. And there's so much creativity out there. It's sometimes hard to contain it. Incredible people throughout the valley come with ideas. And we really try to facilitate that kind of creativity.
If not Cypress Park, where?
Yeah, that would be the problem.
I guess maybe Giannetti Ranch might be a little bit bigger space-wise, but you're going to try and do everything you can to keep it in Cypress Park where it all began.
We sure are, and it's incredible how it fits so well in there. When I look at it now, I go, oh, this park doesn't look big enough to hold all this magic that's going to be happening.
135 vendors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely amazing. Of course, while I wanted to check out the kids stage to come back to my story earlier, that's where my parents wanted to be. They wanted to check out all the arts and crafts vendors. And we'll talk about all of those, at least maybe not if individually by type of vendor when we come back, because, of course, that is a big draw to Mountain Fair as well as the great music also. Again, the website is CarbondaleArts.com. One-stop shopping for the schedule of events, or if you would like to become a volunteer. Can you select your area of interest, by the way, if you want to be a volunteer?
You can, okay. And each one has a description. We make it really easy.
So if you'd like to volunteer but you don't know what you're interested in yet, you can answer that question there.
Absolutely.
Again, that's CarbondaleArts.com. Back in just a minute, you're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again this afternoon, we're visiting with Amy Kimberly. You said since 2004, you've been in charge of Mountain Fair.
We changed our name to since last year. We just shortened it from Carbondale Council on Arts and Humanities to Carbondale Arts, which makes sense, and that's our webpage,
too. I was going to say, that's been the website
forever. Right. Forever. Yeah. So we just made the match. The Arts Council came out of the fair. So the fair started first through a traveling Chautauqua that came through. And the locals saw what fun it was, and they decided to take it on themselves. It got so successful so quickly that they had extra money, and they didn't know what to do with that money. And so they started the Arts Council. So the Arts Council has always been the benefactor of the fair, and thank goodness for that. But we really see it as this is a celebration that's put on by the community, and so we always have to listen to the community in the way we present it and do it.
Chautauqua is a Ute word.
Is it?
I think it's an American Indian word of some kind. I don't know exactly what race, but I think it is, isn't it?
You know, I don't know. I'm going to look that up.
Oh, okay. Well,
we got Google.
There you go. We'll look it up later to check it out for sure. But it I'm trying to think of its meaning. It's like coming together or something.
Coming together, yeah. So in this case, it was arts and crafts vendors that came, I believe, from the Front Range. And we're traveling around the smaller communities with their arts and crafts.
Oh, that's fascinating. Actually, it has nothing to do with American Indians, it looks like. It's actually an English name, which pertains and it spread throughout rural America like back in the 20s. But mm-hmm. it is a meeting
to bring
sort
like
of thing.
Yeah, and to bring maybe some culture to those rural areas. I don't know.
And at one time, Teddy Roosevelt said that Chautauqua was the most American thing in America.
Here we go. The Mountain Fair is the most American thing. Yeah.
Again, Mountain Fair is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 28th, 29th, and 30th, Soperus Park in Carbondale. Again, once you put on an event of this caliber, of this size, long enough, people begin to seek it out. So I imagine folks from all over Colorado, all over the country, maybe even all over the world, make this a destination every summer?
Well, they actually do. It's a free event, and it's also a beloved event. I was talking to a vendor who last year said he was hoping to, in his business, meet more locals from the valley, but he was so surprised at how many people he met from all around the country at Mountain Fair. He was just shocked. We see about 20,000 people through the weekend.
Do you keep demographic information? I mean, do you know how many locals versus how many folks from other parts of the state or the country?
Well, we make it up. You know, because it's free.
Well, all the best demographic data is made up anyway, right?
Aren't they? Because it's free, it's really hard to get an estimate. And people come and go. We have three entrance exits. So we just go on the numbers that we inherited when I took over in 2004. And, you know, the numbers keep rising. So we just figure that's a good way to go, about 20,000 people, and we don't know the demographics.
Well, and you're right. It is kind of difficult. If you're not selling tickets, it's kind of hard to, you know, where would you get that information? But the bottom line is, obviously, what you're doing is working, so why mess with it? Who cares who shows up if they continue to show up?
Yeah, I mean, what we do know is that there are a lot of young, old people of all ages, and I think that's one of the magical things about Mountain Fair is everybody, no matter what our differences, whether it be age or economic or political, we all come together, make this fair happen, and then all celebrate together. And it's a very healthy thing to do. And I'd say in these days where there is just a lot of crazy stuff out there. Well,
and great divides.
Great
right
divides.
Now.
Yeah. You know, come to Mountain Fair, and there you just, the world is right. People are enjoying each other. It's not about these differences. It's about celebrating
and about
who we are.
Similarities.
The similarities and yeah. enjoying that.
Again, the website is carbondalearts.com. Again, you've got the complete list of events at carbondalearts.com. What about the vendors? Do you have information about those 135 vendors on the website as well?
We don't before the fair, though. Actually, we will a couple days. We upload our program as soon as it's done. Soper Sun does that. And so by next Monday, we should be able to upload it. And then you can see all the vendors that are coming. So,
The week of everything will be on the I know there are certain folks, they like to go back and kind of check with the same vendor from mm-hmm. year after year. For my dad, it would be to the kettle corn vendor. That, uh-huh. You know, he just has the biggest fascination. He's always loved popcorn. For me, aside from the kids stage, of course, I always like the photographers.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
they have the pictures that you can buy.
Right.
The prints, I guess I would be the proper term for that. And so you can leaf through those and check those out and find some new art for your home or office. What other arts and crafts vendors, Amy? I mean, it's, again, it runs the gamut. There are so many there.
It does run the gamut. And, you know, one of the things I love is that we have so many talented vendors just from this valley and region, you know, people that are creating things. We have one vendor that is selling a product they created that makes bad beer taste better. It's so true. Like, if you like a hoppy flavor in your beer, but you can only afford, let's say, Coors, but I'm not saying they're bad beers. I'm just saying they're not the craft beers that some people are used to, or they're not that hoppy. You'll be able to just pick up a little bottle of this, and then, or let's say you like light beer, but you're hanging out with your buddy who likes a little hoppier flavor. You can just add this to your beer, and suddenly you have a craft brew. So that's an interesting new product that is created by a local in the or family in the region. So
that's very interesting. So what is it? Is it like extract?
I don't know. You'll have to go
okay.
by the booth and taste. Right. There'll be small, you know, samples so you can taste what it does. So that's kind of new and unusual. But we have everything. Incredible metalwork. I usually buy a lot of cool art for my yard. That's my favorite thing to find at Mountain Fair. And I also buy a lot of presents. I don't know who they're for. I just buy things I like, and then throughout the year.
We do the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. There's great glasswork, clothing. I will say I probably buy 60% of the clothes I wear, of the new clothes I buy each year at Mountain Fair. A lot of exciting vendors there that, you know, I like to have things that are locally made and unusual. We have great stuff for kids, all sorts of cool toys that aren't plastic, aren't made in China. That's something we really work towards.
And are unique.
And are unique. Yeah, they make great gifts. I stock up on baby. You know, there's not that many places to buy presents for young kids and babies in the valley. A few places, Once Upon a Child and stuff like that. But here you find really unique and fun stuff. So I usually stock up because there seems to be a baby boom every year.
Yeah, indeed. You mentioned alcohol, and that reminds me of something. This is a family-friendly event, obviously. I mean, we talked about the kids stage, and there are always some activities for kids, I think, throughout the day, or typically is anyway. But obviously, since you're selling alcohol, I mean, you've got a controlled environment mm-hmm. there. So folks get a wristband if mm-hmm. they'd like to participate in yeah. that kind of thing.
They do. And, you know, we use all Colorado spirits. So we really try to support local business. Marble Distillery is in the cantina. Roaring Fork Beer Company is in the cantina. Then Montañas Rum, which is from Crested Butte, and Big B's Hard Cider, which is from over in Paonia. So it's all regionally made, and it's a great way to support local business, actually, and find out what people are doing.
It's so interesting. The last, 20 years, those smaller, talking about alcohol specifically, I mean, when I was a kid, I had no idea that you could grow wine grapes in Palisade, for instance.
Right.
And now not only are they growing them in Palisade, they're growing them in other parts of Western Colorado. But it's just so interesting. And so then the microbreweries start popping up everywhere and seem to be making a go of it. I know,
yeah.
I really enjoy a lot of the local microbrews and the local wines as well.
Well, it's crazy. A lot of the hops, I mean, on the Rio Grande Trail, they're growing hops that then they sell to the local beer makers. So
I
it's
did not
all
know that.
It's, you know, it's all connecting, which you really get to see at the fair. You get to see the connection of things that are happening in the valley that are reflected in values that I think are really important to people in the country right now.
Again, the website is carbondalearts.com. And again, the week of the fair, you'll find more information about the vendors and that kind of thing. But the schedule of events is already there because that's been finalized for some time. We will talk about that, the entertainment on the big stage at Mountain Fair, which is always, okay, this is probably before your time. I may have asked you about this. You remember the band Sneaker?
Wow, I don't.
Okay.
That was before my time.
All right. Well, it's a long time ago. It's a guy that my dad used to play years ago. He was in that band, and we used to always go and enjoyed listening to him.
That's great, because we do have a lot of local bands that play at the fair as well. We really like to showcase that.
Absolutely. Well, and that's kind of a lot of what draws the locals out as well, in addition, of course, the 135 vendors and 350 volunteers that want to lend their time to Mountain Fair also. Speaking of which, if you'd like to become a vendor, just go to carbondalearts.com. You can learn more about that. As I said before, the complete schedule of events. And the week of Mountain Fair, the week of the, that'd be the 22nd, right?
Yeah.
You can, no, I'm sorry, 24th.
The 24th,
week of
yeah.
the 24th, you can find information on all of the vendors as well. Again, it's the 29th. 28th, 29th, and 30th. You're not exactly catching me at my best today, Amy.
It's all right. We've thrown a lot of numbers out there. One way that people can remember when the Mountain Fair is it is always the last full weekend of July.
Has it always been?
Always been. Oh. And, you know, like let's say the last weekend of July ends on a Saturday, and then Sunday's August 1st, it would not be that weekend.
It would
be the previous weekend. So it has to be all July and the very last weekend.
I don't guarantee I will remember that, but I do appreciate the help.
Yeah.
We'll take one final break, come back, and wrap things up in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're visiting with Amy Kimberly from the Carbondale Arts.
Good.
It's going to take me a while to remember that, but I'll do my best. Again, we're talking about the 46th Annual Mountain Fair in Carbondale, which happens the last full weekend of July, the 28th, 29th, and 30th. Let's talk about musical entertainment. Again, that's another one of the draws for Mountain Fair is all of those big bands that you have on the stage. Some regional acts, as well as a lot of really popular local acts.
Yes, we really, it's really fun. And the front of the stage is where so much happens in a lot of ways. You know, friendships are forged, romances begin and end, and everybody just gets to get close with everyone. This year, new things. As I said earlier, we're going a little later. On Friday night till 9:30, normally we had to end by 9, and I think it's important because Friday night's the real locals night. That's when everybody comes out, but you know, you have to work. You don't get there till about 7. You get your food, you start saying hi to everyone, and before you know it, it's over. So I think that extra half hour will really just give us a little more time to see everybody we know and love. But we have the Intuit Band. I'm very excited about them. They're out of Boulder. They are managed by Elephant Revival, which by Bridget Law, who is in Elephant Revival, which is a very popular national act right now from Denver. You know, it's kind of a mix of acoustic and electric, reggae, beautiful female lead, lots of voices, little world beats. So that's that kind of feel-good music where everyone comes together.
But with, I mean, it's reggae, so with strong beats.
With strong beats.
Kind of thing.
Okay. And we have, for 20 minutes, from 5 to 5:20, we have a middle school band, Sleepy Justice. Actually, they might be in high school now. They're incredible. I'm telling you, you're going to hear about Sleepy Justice. They're playing twice, and they are rock and roll. Another really fabulous rock and roll, rockabilly-esque band is called the Yoppers. They're playing Saturday, five to, you know, a little after five to about 7:15. They're a national act. They're out of Denver, but they've been tearing up the country. People will definitely be feeling that rock and roll vibe. And, you know, it's hard to find rock and roll these days that's so pure and back in the, like, beginning origins of it. A lot of bluegrass, a lot of great bluegrass. The Rail Splitters are playing. They're a national act out of, I am not sure where Rail Splitters are out of off the top of my head. They've been playing all over the country, a lot of major festivals. They will be playing on Saturday afternoon, and Jay Raymer and he is from Steamboat. He's had a band called Old Town Pickers, but he's teaming up with an all-star cast of musicians. Dave Carroll from Trampled by Turtles, which sells out Red Rocks every year, and Bevan Foley from Trout Steak Revival. These are all renowned bands in the bluegrass scene. So they'll be playing on Saturday afternoon as well. So it should be some fun kind of old-time bluegrass, twinge of country going on during the afternoon.
And, of course, the complete schedule of performers is at carbondalearts.com. Are there links to, like, YouTube pages and stuff like that?
There are. Okay. We're ending, you know, since we end early on Sunday, we're ending one band early at 7. I went and booked the biggest act we've ever had at the fair, and that's March 4th Marching Band. I think a lot of people in Glenwood will remember them from the music in the park and 4th of July.
Was that 2-3 years ago?
You know, that 4th of July
maybe
show
more.
Was, yeah, I think it's just flying, Gabe.
I know.
I think it was more like 4 or 5 years.
You could be right. You could
well,
be right.
Well, maybe 4, maybe 3.
I know everybody that I talk to, it's still that comes up in conversation, and they were very, very popular.
Yeah, they are. It's like the marching band kind of thing that happens there, but they also have stilt walkers and performers, and it's just a feast for the eyes and ears that happens. So
it's a show. It's not just a performance. It's a show.
It is a show. There's 15 of them, and we've been trying to get them to Mountain Fair for many, many years. They're out of Portland. But this year we have succeeded, and we think that's going to be a fantastic way to end the fair.
Portland, Oregon, or Portland, Maine?
Portland, Oregon. They definitely have the Portland vibe going, I will say that. Normally, we do a slideshow at the end of the fair of the weekend, but because it'll still be light out at 7.
A little hard to get a projector that strong.
We're going to show the slideshow. We're doing a special concert August 11th. Another free concert in downtown Carbondale. The Band of Heathens are playing. They're going to headline. And we have our volunteer thank you party for all the volunteers of the Mountain Fair at that time, too. And then we will show the slideshow at the end of that. So
okay, so mark your calendar for August 11th as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, Mountain Fair happens this year on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 28th, 29th, and 30th of July. As you mentioned, the last full weekend in July. Complete list of events at carbondalearts.com. Starting on July 24th, you'll also see the list of all the vendors and the map.
So and you the can, map.
If you
find them,
if you're this detailed, you can actually plan out your, you know, your path through Soperus Park that day.
That's right. That's right. It's all located in the heart of the Carbondale Creative District. So come get your fun on.
So if you were to pick your personal favorite vendor and the band you're most excited about seeing this year, what would they be?
Wow, that's a tough question. I love Donna Bollard. She does horse photography. Her work is just gorgeous. I always just have to go there and stare at these photos. Really beautiful. So I'd say that might be my favorite vendor, though. That can change any moment. And for music, wow, this year is very, very strong. I'm definitely a huge fan of March 4th, so I am very excited. But Josh Hoyer and Soul Collective on Saturday night, he, I think, is going to be a crowd pleaser.
And again, if you want to coordinate your visit with whoever you're interested in listening to musically, you can do that. Just go to carbondalearts.com and check out the schedule and listen to some YouTube videos of all of these bands, or most of them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
In this day and age, I would be surprised if there was a band that did not have something on YouTube or some other similar website. But again, carbondalearts.com. Plus, if you would like to be one of the 350 strong volunteers that volunteer for Carbondale Mountain Fair, doesn't matter if you don't have an idea about what you'd like to do, go there, read the description of everything that's needed, and you can actually ask to be put in a specific area or just say, you know what, I can volunteer for 4 hours. I'd like the free T-shirt. Let me know where you need me.
That's it.
Anything else we should talk about, Amy, that we haven't mentioned yet?
No, I just hope everyone comes out. The Cheyenne River Tribe will be doing Sunday morning. I think that's going to be very special. And let's just celebrate our similarities together next weekend.
I like the idea. And again, the theme for Mountain Fair this year is water.
Water. Get your water on.
Amy, all the best. Talk to you next year, if not before.
All right. Thank you.
Again, the website is carbondalearts.com. One-stop shopping. Complete list of all the events for Carbondale Mountain Fair weekend, as well as the vendor application. Or I'm sorry, the volunteer application, the list of vendors, and the list of the entertainment as well. You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.